three things you have to be believing for. Number one, being under an open heaven. Now, when you talk about being under open heaven, an open heaven will not come over a region before open heaven come over a person. God need a man, a woman, as one animal I told, he mark his territory. And then when that person in whom have learned or yield to the heaven to be open on them can bring it to a region. Second thing, you need the Holy Spirit to descend and land and remain in a service. The Spirit of God in us, but the Spirit of God come upon us. And each service need a special action of the Holy Spirit. When that happened, then the voice will speak. So it's called Makita. So the reason sometimes we don't get nowhere, heaven closed, the Spirit have not descended, therefore the Lord has not spoken. Now we say words, but it's a different when the Lord speaks. The Lord speaks is not volume, it's power. It's there's an anointing that everybody in the building feel when the Lord speaks. But man got to get out of his way for him to speak. And I believe we can get there. So we yield, Father, to you and to your will, your purpose and your plan in this house tonight. This is the 17th year we've stood here and preached this gospel. We know the gospel is real, and we know it can change people's lives. Thank you for those who have traveled to come from all over the world. They're here, and may the blessing of God rest upon them in a powerful way this very night, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to read this text with a little footnote. I'm taking more than one verse in Joshua 1. I'm taking more than one verse, and I want to touch upon some things that Ron said this morning in another aspect. We're going to deal with the inheritance too tonight. Yeah. And the text is going to be speaking as we read in Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 6. Joshua 1 and 6. And you know we're dealing with whatsoever I do is personalized shall prosper. But we say that some groundwork has to be done. There's some things you have to know. There's some things that's principles, strategies, foundation, time, and all these things. We're going to try to cover some of these things so you'll know how to do these things and get breakthrough after breakthrough. So in Joshua 1, 6, it says, be strong and of a good courage. And you need courage for prosperity. Yeah, you need to be strong because there are a lot of people who will stop you from prospering because they don't know how. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance. You see that? Inheritance, underline. Ron talked about that tomorrow. Underline inheritance. For an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. God is a giver. Now let's hear this exegesis or this interpretation or this commentary statement on this verse. Moses was a servant in the wilderness. All right, you got that? Listen now. Joshua is son in the land. All right? So the subject of Deuteronomy is the wilderness. That of Joshua is the land. Listen now. Most Christian people are satisfied to be servant in the wilderness. Few ambition to be sons in the land. You listening? Joshua's success depended upon his obedience to his two companions. The eternal word manifested in the verse and the written word manifested in verse 8. We'll finally get to it. That is Jesus and the Bible. the eternal word, and the written word. That's Jesus and the Bible. Obedience to such championship alone gives a victorious Christian experience. Are you listening? Now we've been servant in the wilderness long enough. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, you need a teacher. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever. Now, that's another statement now. That thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. That's another statement, you know. Underline that. That thou mayest, everywhere you go, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Now, here's another statement. That thou shall prosper whatsoever thou goest. And for this week, God, I'm going to show you where you go, you bring prosperity. People prosper where you go. You go to somebody's home, that home start prospering because you're there. You go to somebody's church and start prospering because you're there. Yes, sir. Now, we have to know this. Prosperity, from that verse, depends upon a strict adherence to the law of God. That's something you just can't prosper out in the open. All right? You listening? Whereas Israel at the time only had a partial revelation of the law, now we have the entirety of the revelation of God given in the entirety of the word. Listen, it and it alone betrays the way. To deviate from the word of God is to deviate from prosperity. I believe we deviated. You see what I'm saying? We got to get back. To adhere to the word of God is to prosper and prosper in all things. Now, let's go to the 8th verse. Now, I'll take up some of the things we said last night, and then we'll go forward. And we're in the open heaven. And the dove is landing. And the voice will speak. I wish I could get somebody to believe that. Yeah. That means surely the Lord is in this place. Yeah. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Meaning Israel was to talk the word constantly. What I say? They see, if you're going to prosper, you're going to have to talk prosperous word constantly from this book. See? You don't need no pyramid. Your prosperity is in this book. As a son and daughter of God, you hide this word in your heart and you start constantly saying it. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. I'm blessing my house and I'm blessed on the road. And the word says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now, not only should you speak the word constantly, you should think on the word constantly. What I said? No, say the whole thing. Not should you only speak the word constantly out of your mouth, but you should think on the word constantly. And we're talking about prosperity. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, as stated, we must not deviate from the word. Then he says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. What a promise. Then the 9th verse now. Come on, stay with me. Have not I commanded thee? Now, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I command you to prosper. Listen, let me tell you something. And I sent some power with it. Because I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. See, most of the things I do up here is not pre-planned. I get the flowing in the spirit, and I say something. See, I'm not going to let the Holy Ghost come on me strong and don't say something over you. See, it's command. He says, you may be seated. Have not I commanded thee? I'm not asking you. To prosper. Ain't nobody asking you nothing. Nobody asking you, do you want to prosper? We got a lot of work to be done. You have to prosper. We're going to get this work done. It got so much of the body of Christ, we'll never see prosperity. They don't even know what it is. They don't even appreciate it. They rather label, retire, and live on Social Security and think they've done something. But the work of God is going undone because they don't have enough money to put into it. This is not just about you. It's about kingdom business, kingdom purpose. God told Abraham to all the family of the earth be blessed. Okay. Do I have a witness yet? We in for it tonight. I feel my Cheerios. Yeah, I'm just trying to build a little structure here. Be strong and of a good courage. Go forward and don't be discouraged. Be not afraid. Satan will blow and bluster, but there's nothing he can do. Providing we will continue to trust the Lord and continue forward. Neither be thou dismayed, the word says. There will be hindrances, but don't let them deter you or even slow you down. Well, I wish somebody would have took that, boy. Y'all know y'all going through this sometime. Come on, y'all talk to me. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it slow you down. Keep going. Keep holding. Good God Almighty. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou go. Now that's another. I got them in order here. I need to tell them to you. But he said, now the Lord thy God is with you. That's why you prosper wherever you go. For the Lord thy God is with you. What's some instruction he given this man here? And if the Lord be with us, he most definitely will. If we adhere strictly to the word, Satan is then defeated and prosperity of every stripe is guaranteed. I thought you would like to hear that. That's why I brought it with me. Glory to God. Now, we talked about obedience last night. We talked about teaching, being teachable in Isaiah 48:17. You remember? Turn now. I'm going to have you read. From Isaiah 48:17. Turn to Isaiah 48:17. Ready? Read it. All right, then you ought to have in your note Isaiah 45:1-3. We're not going to read it, but you ought to have it in your note that you need somebody anointed. Yeah, you need somebody. You don't want no regular teaching. You need somebody when they release the word, they are able to release the Holy Spirit and their spirit with it. That can mingle with your spirit and produce something supernatural. Are you following me? Then we want those of you who are not here last night, another aspect of this type of prosperity, whatsoever I do, personalize it, shall prosper. The text said in Psalm 1:3, whatsoever he do would prosper. But if we personalize it, whatsoever I do shall prosper. And I want to remind you that the Spirit of God said to me, tell them this is an unusual level of prosperity. See, you don't just jump out of Sunday school and go here. You have to be in meeting of this type. God. Yeah. You have to be in meeting of this type to go to that kind of prosperity, because you have to have someone who have gone through the ranks. See, this is unusual prosperity. I mean, you can quote that voice, you can quote it all you want. You're not just going there. There's some things, it's like I was saying to you, like T teaching, anointing, obedient. Isaiah 1:19 and complemented by Job 36:11.
Yes, sir.
We talked about faithfulness, you remember? So again, I want to repeat, this is unusual prosperity. You don't get to this level first. You got the right teaching and the right principles and develop the right faith. You can go there. We said last night, we're not talking about a slogan, nor a formula here. And we've had these formulas and these slogans and saying we have said some nice things. You know, and probably some of y'all could get up here and talk a ring around me with the Bible and all your verses. You know, memorize them. And you got good witty saying. You got elegance. Elegance. You can talk, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make a bird fly out the tree. You're talking. But well, where the money at? So it's not an overnight position to get in. And I want to call your attention to six commands of obedience. And then we're going to look at four blessings from it. The secret, it's not one of them, but I want to get it. The secret strategies and success of this kind of prosperity. You got to know it. The secret, the strategies, spiritual. We're talking spiritual now. I'm not talking about going and getting something out of the world. And bring up in God's house.
Right.
God can handle his house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the worldly stuff is not going to make God, I don't care what down line, up line, side of the line, it's not going to make God word manifest for you. You're going to get what you're going to get what you're working with.
Right. Right.
And just the top four going to get the money.
Yes,
and cards. You're going to left with the cards. You're going to be left with the cards. The secret strategies and success of this kind of prosperity. The secret of obedience, which in turn is the secret of prosperity and success. The secret of obedience. So six command obedience coming from Joshua 1:7-9. Number one, be strong and of good courage is repeated three times. Because religion, satanic forces, and ungodly preachers will keep you from going to prosperity because they don't understand the covenant. They don't understand the cross. They don't understand why Christ died. There are three things Christ died for. He died to get rid of your sin, your sickness, and your poverty. And if somebody else preach you something else, they're preaching a perverted gospel and it's not of God. If someone tell you prosperity is not of God, that is a perverted gospel.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is another gospel.
Yes,
that is not the gospel,
yes,
of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christ.
And so the demand is going to be stronger on people holding people back. When I minister, I want my ministry to be strong,
yes,
and the statements to be understood. That the gospel is perverted without prosperity.
Amen.
You're actually making a mockery of the cross. Secondly, in this sixth command of obedience, he said, be strong and of good courage. You get the courage and the strength from the Holy Spirit, from the word, a good strong church, a good strong teacher. Good anointed person, you're sitting under you finally find yourself getting strong. You finally find yourself getting courage. You got to have courage. You got to have courage because a lot of things are trying to stop you.
Right.
See, you need courage to run against the currents.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going upstream.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You're going upstream. You're going against the grain.
Yeah.
You're up against the Babylonian system who believe that you can't get free from, you see. So you're going to need courage to keep going when it looks like it's not working. Keep talking when it looks like it's not working. Keep thinking when it looks like it's not working. Keep praying to him when it looks like it's not working. You need courage, I tell you. You're going to have to separate from some people. You had to cut some family member loose. Not that you want to. You're just going to have to. Because they're not going to go. And if they're not going to go, if you keep them, it's going to mess your floor up. Then the third thing is, once you go in toward this type of prosperity, you have to turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. In other words, stay on your course. You follow what I'm saying? Keep on believing. Keep on saying what you've been saying. Don't get off course because it looked like the wind blowing or something happening. Just don't turn to the left nor the right. Carol and I can tell you, my wife right there, we tell you, we never turn. We saw you tithe. We start tithing. And then we start seeing prosperity. We was under these people. We start seeing prosperity. So I start digging in the word. I wouldn't turn. Just wouldn't turn. I refused to turn. I had men try to turn me. I was prophesied over. And they say that the Lord's going to bless you and your ministry real quickly. A man, wife in Tennessee, she spoke in tongue and he interpreted it. And he says, men going to try to turn it another way.
That's right.
You ever had anybody try to turn you? Men going to try to turn it another way. Don't let them turn. Don't let it be turned another way. It's starting all the check. Don't let it be turned another way. God told me don't let it. I have preachers try to turn it. Yeah, they try to tell me, trying to have T-shirts and songs about it. Lord said, I ain't saying money comes in on song. It's a latter-day word. It's going to usher in Christ. You know it haven't lost no power. You say it, I say it right now. The thrill come in your heart.
Yes.
Because it's from God. It's prophetical, all right? Yes. Prophetical. And you got to have, we're going to get to it. You got to have the right kind of foundation under your feet to get here. And guess what? The ministry gift included in that foundation.
Yes, sir.
I'll get there. Just hold on with me. We're on number three, right? Number four, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but you should meditate in it day and night. Keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. Keep on thanking it. Come on, say, keep on saying it.
Keep on thanking
it. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. Don't let nothing tell you nothing else. All right. The next thing he says, number five, in the night voice of that first chapter, be not afraid. Be not afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear. If it looked like those bills trying to overtake you, face them. Well, tell them you in the hand of the angel. You're not going to take me over. And let me tell you something. I know that you may say this is not faith, but I'm just going to tell you. If you lose a house, just wait and go get another one. That ain't going to kill Jesus. The problem, we got embarrassment problem. Ego problem. People pleasing problem. Listen, when you're in this business, you just do what you got to do. See, because Satan, don't be embarrassed. Don't be condemned because something fell through. You filed bankruptcy. All right, it's over now. Let's go. You didn't have this night when you went through that episode. My God. So don't sit you condemning. The gospel do not condemn you. The gospel want to convince you that God meant what he said and he's going to do exactly what he said for you if you keep thinking it, keep saying it. Look what he said about thinking. You know the voice. Ephesians 3:20. Look what he said about that. Look what he said. Sit down. Look what he said about that. Thinking. What you been thinking? What you been thinking? Well, I don't know how we're going to make it. You can't think like that. You looking in the natural. Look at that scripture. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. That's another $1,000.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah. He's able to do. See, your mind got you. You got to have prosperous thought. And you got to speak prosperous word. Hey, God, pay attention to me. Just grinning. Look at me. That's why you're broke. Listen at me. I got something to say to you. This ain't no, you ain't a movie. Shoot, this ain't no reality show. This the real thing. I'm trying to get us another $1,000 check. I'm trying to get you, when you hear them $1,000 check, why you ain't brought one? Shut up about grinning. There ain't no grin house. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm gonna get you through. I just help you get now. Forget the past. I don't care how you messed up with money. It's over. Brand new day, man. It's over, man. Come on, you're in a brand new day. We going to the place, whatsoever I do shall prosper. I ain't talking about what happened yesterday. I'm talking about tonight. The man giving me commandment how I can get where I need to go.
Yes, sir.
I know what the devil will do, brother. He'll use it. He'll bring it up. You know, you did this. Now you know how much debt you're in. You made a mistake. So what? You made a mistake.
So what?
This is a brand new, this going to take you out of the mistake. You can't be happy broke. You got to have a revelation that I'll never be broke another day in my life. That I'm moving because I got the revelation on the inside of me. Sit down. I don't let nobody be laughing and skinning and grinning in my meeting. But I'm in serious. I don't spend all these hours to get ready for the night. And you come here like you're eating popcorn. Ain't no popcorn up here. Pay attention. The Holy Ghost is doing do something in here. The next 20, 25 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place like a whirlwind. And then where you going to be? You ain't going to know what happened. Pay attention, man. My God. This is so important. Pay attention. We're talking about being not afraid. And neither be thou dismayed. That's good. That's just what I'm talking about. See, don't be dismayed because you haven't made it yet. Huh? Don't get disturbed because you passed by my house. Look at it and say, I'll be back. And then, you know, everybody's supposed to have a house like I got. I got a special assignment. I got 5 preachers standing with me, 10 people standing with me. I got an assignment. I got a table long enough to hold all of them. Because I got an assignment. You see what I'm saying, Roy? I got an assignment, man. So God will bless you where you're serving him at. Listen to me now. You better get a good look because he's not through with me yet. See, because I'm 30 pushing this thing. I'm not afraid. I'm not dismayed when I see something else. I'm going for it. See? Now, based on that, let's settle down. Settle down. Settle down. I gave you 6, didn't I? 6 things you need to do. Now, I gave you 6. I gave you 6. Now, who said 5? Let me slap you. Who said 5? I'll give you all 6. I know I'll give you all 6. How many you got? Well, y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all ain't paying attention, man. Now, how many you got? You didn't get number 2. You didn't get number 2. What? What did I do, Dan? No, number 2, observe and do all the law. I don't believe I said that. Observe and do all the law. But don't tell me. Let me tell myself. Observe. Number 2 is observe and do all the law. In other words, the word. You're talking about observe and do the word. Do the word. You have to do the word on prosperity. You have to be a doer of the word, right? Wave your hand at me. I'm all right. Come on. All right, so now, how many of y'all got now?
5.
5. Lord have mercy. Let me just. No, you got to have more than 5. Listen. Well, let me run. I'm going to run through them. Yeah? I'm going fast. So you better write shorthand because I'm going through it. You ready? Ready? Get set. Go. All right. Be strong and of good courage. Number 1.
Yeah.
Observe and do all the law. Number 2.
Yeah.
Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Number 3. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate in day and night. Number 4. Number 5. Be not afraid. Number 6, need to be the artist made. A woman look at me and say, what?
All right, let's go over them again. I'll go over them again. I'll go over them again. Be strong and of good courage. I said that mentioned three times. And so I pronounce strength on you and courage for this. It took a lot of strength and a lot of courage. And God's word gave it to me, you see. And I stuck with it. Now I feel the dove about to land. Heaven already opened. I can tell by the flow, but the dove is about to land on you personally. And anoint you for what we're talking about, you see. And definitely we got to observe and do all the law. In other words, whatever he tell you to do, do it. That's John 2:5. See, that's the first miracle. The water turned to wine. Mary said to the disciples, said, whatever he says to you, do it. And that put mud on your eye until you go wash it, go ahead. Yeah. Just do whatever he tell you to do, you see. All right. Then number three, don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left. Got it? All right, you can't write that fast. I'm going slow now. Number four, because we got some other things to do up here. We can't be messing around with you with your slow self. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou should meditate it in day and night. Number five, be not afraid. I'm going to read this last one. Somebody else tell me they don't have it. I'm going on, but I ain't got time. Copy like you used to do in school. Neither be thou dismayed was the last one. Now let me talk about the four great benefits of obedience. The four great benefits from those six commands of obedience brings four great benefits. We're still in Joshua 1. Still dealing with those verses there. Wheresoever you go, shall prosper. And then you'll prosper and have good success. And wheresoever you go, I'll go with you. All right? Now. That you may prosper wherever you go. That's the first benefit. That you may prosper wherever you go. Okay, that's the first one. That's the first benefit. That you may prosper wherever you go. Listen, number two, that's in verse 7. That you may prosper wherever you go. Number two, that you may make your way prosper. Now, it's very important to hear that. That you may make your way prosper. You got something to do with that. That's at the end of verse 8. You see, after you meditate the word, after you observe the word, after you do the word, then you're ready to make your way prosper and have good success. It's actually not you doing it. It's the word doing it through you, but you got to yield. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right? And number two. Number three, you shall have good success. Don't tell me nothing about no success without no money. I don't have time to listen to you. I remember Leroy told me, I said, that's a wise man. Leroy asked me, say, do you have any money? I said, well, I don't know, son. I said, just forget I told you that. That's all right. Because, see, that's what I taught him, see. And then number four, which is so important, God will be with you wherever you go. See, God wishes you to make it happen. So you got four? No, I can go to work then. You got four, I can go to work. I can go to work. Because there's some things that I stopped off last night. Turn to Psalm. This is going to be a new verse for you. Chapter 11. I'll tell you the verse in a few minutes when you get there. Psalm chapter 11. My wife says she had four. But she can copy when she get home. Don't y'all pay her no mind. I receive, sir. All right, Psalm number 11. That's what I told you to turn, right? Yes, sir. Uh-huh. All right, I receive, sir. Now, this is so powerful. I want you to see this. Verse 3. Psalm 11 and 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Yeah, see what happened over the years, the foundation for prosperity has been destroyed. And so the righteous was trying, but they couldn't do nothing. Because you got to have something to build on. And you see what God doing right here, you listening? Yes. God is laying a foundation for you to walk on. Walk till you arrive. You see that? See, the foundation, look what it says. Look at what it's in the book. If the foundations, plural, be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so I will deal with that, because there's one foundation in government that we have not understood. Just like we have not discerned the Lord's body, we haven't discerned prosperity properly. You have to see this in the spirit, and you have to understand it in the spirit. Once that happens, you're unstoppable. You're undeniable. Once that happens, you got to let it happen. You got to want it. You got to want for it to happen. People are tired, man. People are tired, man. Reading all these scriptures, man. Other people reading all them scriptures. These people, man, reading the scriptures and running and all over the church and falling out. People are tired, man. I want my money, man. That cross paid for me to be rich. Anybody preach any other gospel is not of God. He became poor that through his poverty. It's in the book. You see, you got all these other voices trying to speak, you know. All right, let's get this foundation stuff straight. You about to run and don't know it? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 just for a moment. Hallelujah. I feel a dove coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. Jesus is the foundation of prosperity. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. All right? Now the Bible says he the same. If anybody got prosper through Christ, if anybody got prosper through God, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's right. And we got a book full of prosper folk. Right? Yes. Now, you can't be like Miss Job. See, Miss Job, when the going got rough, she started cussing. When them chauffeur was driving her around all that, she was saying, hallelujah. Yeah. You can't get crazy when you get rich. You got to keep having sex with your husband. Yeah. Come on. I don't know where that come from. But I know it's good. Amen. Oh, y'all can't get, y'all dead, y'all, Jesus, Lord Jesus, I'm all up in the Bible, that's the Bible, man. So, foundation, my granddaughter up in here, foundation, say what Papa said, foundation. Time to grow up. Foundation. So now, I want you to write in your notes some kind of way to make it clear to you, I got to have the right foundation. Yeah, because if you build prosperity on the wrong foundation, it's going to take you out. You know? Some of y'all, if y'all had the money I got, you might not never go home. You know, when you got plenty of money, you don't have to go home. You make your home where you're at. You buy your house here and you buy your house there and a house over there. And you just say, I'm going to stay here this week. Or you get in your RV and just start riding and say, I ain't coming back right now. You know, just keep going. My RV is a nice house.
Yes, it is.
I got to talk about a few things to get you riled up, you know. Now, if you sit in there and say, ain't nobody want to hear about your RV, that's your problem. That's your problem. That's prosperity I'm talking about. That's your problem. You got your little house. You go to your house. You ain't got nowhere else. You can't go nowhere else but in the car. I'm telling you about an RV. I don't want to hear about no RV. Well, how you can't be around prosperous people and don't hear nothing like that. Prosper people got to share with you what they have so you know it's working. Yeah, I know it. But it got some, you know. Tell me about Jesus. That's Jesus.
That's him.
Jesus written all over my RV. I see him all the time. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. What? That's Jesus. All right, foundation. Spiritual truth. You're going to have to go here. Continuously feeding on spiritual truth like you're doing tonight. Yes, sir. And now I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 2. This is one of the main ways we've been missing the prosperity of God. Yes, Ephesians chapter 2. Wow, what a clock, man. Clock. Come on, boy. What are you? We started out 45 minutes? All right. You told me an hour. I'm going to run you out of here. I know you're young, you think you're not running, but I'll throw something at you. Now, I tell you, you better buckle your seatbelt because we're about to deal with something about disrespect for ministers.
Come on.
That's one of the reasons why I'm seeing a lot of my members not yet. It's crazy as a Bessie bug. I wish they'd listen on TV, and I wish they'd fall out of bed, break a leg. But they're hard-headed. Right. Hard-headed, they're broke, and they need to be here. Yeah. I almost got mad when I come out. I prayed in tongues not to get angry. Like, rah, bah, bah. I don't want to be molded and then don't get in the promised land myself, you know. I ain't nothing. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And built upon the what?
Foundation.
And built upon the what?
Foundation.
All right, the foundation, right? All right, now watch what happened. And this is where we missed it at. Of the apostle.
Yes, yes.
See it?
Yes.
And prophets. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ himself,
yes,
being the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
Do you see what happened here?
Right.
It put the apostle and the prophet in the class with Jesus. Why? Because Jesus sent them.
Yeah.
And he gives some to the church.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so,
wow.
Jesus' contact on earth
right.
is through men and women he has called.
Yes.
Note, the Apostle Paul wrote Ephesians. Note, he has no hesitation because the Spirit of God spoke it to him. And he says, on me, prophets, and Jesus. He was an apostle. Right? Now, watch this. And are built upon the foundation, the cross. Of the apostle and prophet. Now watch, listen. Apostles serve as leadership under the new covenant. With prophets having served in that capacity under the old.
Yes, yes.
The two coming together.
Yes, sir.
So they were foundational.
Wow.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. What that mean? It presents the part of the foundation which holds everything together. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone by virtue of what he did on the cross. Are you still with me? Now, In order to work this type of prosperity, not only do you need obedience, not only do you need faithfulness, not only do you need foundation in place and keeping the command, but you have to have principles.
Yes.
Now, here's what happened about principles. Spiritual and biblical principles, they are unchangeable. You can't change a principle. A principle going to work if you stick with a principle. A principle from God. So you got to have principles, which is unchangeable laws. In other words, here's a word we're going to use to walk in this type of prosperity. You listen?
Yes, sir.
You got to have rules of engagement.
Yeah. Come on.
And the rules of engagement have to come from the Word of God. You got to know how to approach prosperity.
Yeah.
But you got to have those rules of engagement and don't turn from them. See, Romans 8:2 work in prosperity. Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from poverty, lack, limitation, and not have enough. That's what it means, because the law of sin and death is the one who won't bring that on me. Oh, y'all ain't preaching with me now. You see, it's a law. It's a principle. It cannot be changed. See, and you have to know these things when you're on the route. When you're on route to your prosperity, you have to know these things, because the enemy, demonical powers, will try to stop you. And ungodly, untrained folks will try to stop you. But you got to know, I'm working in a law, can't fail. I said, I'm working in a law that can't fail. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm working with a law that can't fail. See, prosperity is in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. See, that's why we're messed up at. We don't let that be in that law, but it's in that. It's a law. It's a law that I'm supposed to prosper. God's word. He said, you want me to prosper, beloved? I wish above all things you prosper and be in hell, even as your soul prosper. Problem is an unprospering soul. Problem is emotion keep you from prospering. Problem is reasoning. Problem is your memory of what your father had and all the other folks had. Talking about the headland and the mule and all that stuff.
That's it.
What are they supposed to get you? A mule and what? Suppose I took that. I cheated myself, right? You got 600 acres of land. Now, suppose I took that mule. I got 2 Rolls Royce and 600 acres of land. Suppose I took the mule. I'd have rode you on a mule tonight. Time and I got you smelling. But I didn't take it. Oh, y'all ain't honest. Y'all don't. Rule of engagement. Yeah, you see, you got, you can't, it's not, the prosperity is not just going to hop on you.
Yes, sir.
You got to have the things I spoke to you earlier.
Yes, sir.
You got to have good courage. You got to have confidence. Confidence in God, what God said. God can do this. I yield to the Spirit of God. I yield to the ways of God. I yield to the anointing. I yield to the blood. I yield to the cross. I yield to the name of Jesus. I yield. I yield to heaven. I yield to the covenant. I yield to the kingdom. I'm a child of a king. I'm supposed to be blessed. I yield to my inheritance. I just yield, man. You just got to learn how to yield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Learn how to yield. 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 Give me. Give me. Let God do it. Give me. Give me. Give me. Let God do it. Sit down a minute. I'm going to go a few more minutes. You got something on my suit? White looking? These glasses see everything. Courage has no fear of failing. Courage that come from God. Courage that come, not only faith come by hearing, courage come by hearing. And Lord, I'm with you always. The blessing of the Lord make it rich, and he add no sorrow with it. Courage, man. I'll never be broke another day in my life. That's a prophetic word.
Yes.
You need let this word flow in your spirit.
Yes.
I'm not your enemy.
Yes.
I'm your brother.
Yes.
I went in the land. I saw the grapes.
Yes.
And I'm not afraid. I ain't come back like the 10. I come back and say, we're well able. You're well able. God already told us. He gave it to us. So you're well able to go in and take the land. Prosperity is in your name. It's part of your inheritance. Good God Almighty, man. Let me shoot there, boy. $1,000. That boy, that giver there. He bought me a pretty pen and a case. He said, I know what you lack. He was right. Wasn't no empty birthday card. I'd rather get none at all. If you're going to give me an empty one, just keep it. Read it yourself. Courage is the quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulties, danger, pain, etc., without fear but with confidence. So you're going to need this. See, this journey, prosperity is a journey. You're on your way. You're seeding the word. You're like I was when I was in Atlanta. I saw the hotel, but I couldn't get to it. But you just got to keep going down them streets. All the streets were saying peace streets. I went down to every peace street. I was trying to get to this hotel. So keep going down the peace streets. You see it? How many of y'all can see it? Yes. How many of y'all know God wants you to prosper?
Yes.
How many of y'all know God wants you out of debt?
Yes.
How many of y'all know God can do it?
Yes.
What's the hold up? See, I'm dealing with the hold up here. I'm not dealing with God. I'm dealing with the Holy Spirit. I want to put enough information out that the Holy Spirit can come and give you a vision of yourself, of how you really should be living. If you ever see that vision, you won't be able to turn back. If you don't have courage and confidence, the enemy will send you back to Egypt because you think it's better than Egypt. If I got to do all this, I'd rather just go back to Egypt and live like I was living in Egypt. No, 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 no. Come on here. Got me screaming and hollering here tonight. I got two more nights to preach. Sit down a minute. Got 8 minutes. I'm going to go to 8 minutes. It'll be an hour. And then I'm closed. Thinking about closing right now. I done told you enough here tonight. I feel anointing too. Yeah, there's some nights you don't feel anointing, but I feel anointing. The Spirit of God is here. God is well pleased. Because don't you thank the Holy Spirit through with you when you walk out this building? See, that word will go with you and talk to you and tell you. And the Holy Spirit said, you remember what he said?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Huh? We working this thing, boy.
Yes.
Huh? Then I'm evidence for you. I'm telling you some secret and strategies that I've used, and it worked. But it didn't happen overnight. Sometimes we cut off just a little too soon because he's about to bump us to the next level. Being strong. Let me tell you what he's talking about. He said, be strong. Being strong. Drawing supernatural strength from the word, Christ, and the cross. Drawing supernatural strength from the word, Christ, and the cross. You see, my job as an apostle, as part of the foundation of what's going on in the church, is to bring the cross back. That's one of the things we miss. We miss the power of the cross. We talk about the cross, but it wasn't the cross. It was a good feeling. No, the cross is our credential. Jesus paid for it all. How many believe that? What did he pay for it at? Now, notice back in the text. Go back to Joshua right quick, the first chapter. Go back to Joshua because it's so important, the foundation of the apostle, prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. If you accept the ministry gifts as you should, there's a lot of things you can have. The Lord, let me show you in the scripture, because the scripture got to convince you. Because I want you to see this vividly. I might close on this, but because I want you to see this. This is so important here, what the Lord is saying here. Brew, man. You know, they got all this stuff about etiquette. You don't turn your back on people. I turn my back when I get ready. You know, all these popular stuff, you know. Never turn your back on people. The camera, don't turn your back. I ain't think about no camera. If they don't catch me, they don't catch me. I don't be paying for no camera. I don't pay no attention to no camera. They better, when I fell out in New York, in Madison Square Garden, the cameraman missed it. I was on the floor rolling. It's too slow. I ain't got time to say I'm about to roll. The Holy Ghost hitting me. I got to roll, man.
Oh, let's roll.
They missed their shot. Said, man, you're on the floor. I'll do whatever the Lord tell me to do. Well, let me show you this. Show you this. Wait a minute. I got to find this. Let's see. I'm looking for what he told him. In that first chapter, he told him that he got to do what Moses told him to do. Keep what Moses told him. What verse that is? Verse Moses and myself. Yeah, verse 7. Y'all too slow. Verse 7. Verse 7. Watch this now. Watch this, beloved. Watch this. Watch this, because I got to close. I'm not going to preach over an hour. It's just, unless the Holy Ghost is leading me to go further. Because, you know, it preaching takes something out of you. Especially when you got somebody not paying attention. Because you sometimes won't go back when you was in the street and just leap across that chair right on them and say, but you can't do that. You gotta stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe, Leroy. Stay safe. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Yeah, see now, we need to make demand on the body of Christ. We as leaders need to command them. This is what you're going to do. The army do it. See, and then so you have to trust your man of God or your woman of God enough to know they're looking out for your better half. This thus says the Lord, this is what you do. And you do that, but see, you got to come to the point where you trust your man of God enough. You know, he said, oh, I ain't never known nobody do that. Ain't nobody asked you who ever done this. The Lord told me to tell you do this. And that's how you get blessed. The man said, look, go make me a cake. He first asked for some water. Now he want a cake. And she said, so I don't have enough meal to make me. She says, make mine first. And see what in the newspaper? Preacher took woman last meal. See, but they lied because they don't understand spiritual things. God had already commanded that woman to sustain that man. God had the prophet sustaining her. She received a prophet reward, and he said, and she said, no, woman, go do what I told you to do. Bring it to me. When she did that, something happened in the barrel. Oh, Lord. I believe something happening in the barrel here tonight. As you listen to the man of God, I believe something happening in your barrel. You thought your barrel was empty. You better check it again. I believe God is working in your barrel right now. And the meal cannot run out. I want to declare in the name of Jesus, you'll never go empty again. You better shout. You better praise him. I decree that you'll never be empty again. See? There's another woman. She said, look like this a holy man of God. Just keep passing by here. She said, her husband said, Let's build a room for him. Let's put some furniture in there. And when he come down through here, I want him to stay at my house. Because every time he come to my house, something happened good. I believe in the man of God. I believe he holy. I believe he got power. I believe he brings something with him when he show up. They built that room. And here's another thing y'all got to learn. You have to learn this. They built that room, and the prophet told his servant, says, go get that woman. And when got the woman, now the prophet, he ain't talking to the woman. He said, the woman standing right there, he said, ask her what she need. See, now you done got hot. Why he can't talk to me? You got to know how the spirit flow. He said, ask her what she need. The woman to talk to somebody for? The woman standing right there, he had the servant tell her. You remember Naaman? See, we don't understand spiritual. We don't understand spiritual men and women of God. They ain't got time to be holding your hand every 5 minutes. How they gonna get your answer? If you keep tagging along with them, getting familiar with them. We're gonna fry this egg, partner. Let's flip it over. She built that prophet, that room. And when that prophet sent, then find out that he asked herself, he said, she don't have no child. And you know, they're up in age. Then he talked to her. He said, this time next year, you're gonna have a baby. What brought the baby? The room. The respect. She kicked the anointing in gear. See, you got something to do with the anointing in the poison. That's why I like why I preach it. You get in the old dead crowd, and the anointing is not gonna flow. Ain't nobody there to receive it. And you know, she had the child, and the child died, and then the prophet sent the servant to see about it, give him a staff. And he went there and beat on that boy and beat on him. Get up here, the prophet. In the name of the prophet, get up. Boy, didn't get that woman. That woman ain't never left. The woman said, no, ain't time for no servant now. I listened to him last time. My boy dead now. She was holding it. I ain't leave me until you leave. And he went and laid on him 3 times. You know, the boy started coughing and came back to life. But the woman had, she said something. And I want you to say this about your prosperity. Boy dead. She got herself dressed and finna go somewhere. Her husband said, well, you going to the prophet? She said, it is well. I want to announce that on your finance tonight. Since we're in this area of anointing, we just want to go ahead and declare it. I declare with your finances, it is well. I got a right to say that. I preach the gospel. It is well. Tell somebody, it is well. It is well. Tell them, don't pay no attention. Don't pay no attention to that. It is well. Tell them, the man of God said it. Tell them, it is well. Believe the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet. It is well. I love you. Look, you can go preach. You ain't got to tell nobody when you go and preach. I was just talking about the doctrine. I want to protect you. But when you go preach, preach. Because, see, you got something to preach. You're hanging with us. You got an apostolic anointing on you. Take that word. Take it and go. Yeah. We want to be a blessing. We don't want to be a hindrance. Preach the gospel, girl. Go ye. Go ye. You ain't got to be calling Carlos asking, can you go preach? He can go preach himself. Sit down, I'm through. That's enough. We'll take up tomorrow night. That's up. Yeah, there's a $4,000 check.